Hello everyone, and welcome to Chemistry is Everywhere. This is Season 2, with the title, The Chemistry of Life and Earth, From the Beginning to the Future. The topic of today is the origin of the elements. We all learned in elementary school that all matter is made of atoms. We are made of atoms, plants, the house we live in. The atoms that we mostly made of are oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen. That's about 99% of our body is made of those four types of atoms. And then there's silver, gold, platinum. All these types of atoms are called elements. Did you ever ask yourself, where do these elements come from? To answer that, we have to go back to the periodic table of elements. And in the periodic table, all elements are arranged by number. And the number tells you the number of protons in the nucleus. Atoms are made of three building blocks. There's protons with a positive charge, neutrons with no charge, and electrons with a negative charge. Now the question is, where did these building blocks come from? There's consensus among scientists that these protons, neutrons, and electrons were made during the Big Bang. And that this process happened about 13.7 billion years ago. The early universe at that time was filled with gamma rays. It was immensely hot. And only gamma rays have sufficient energy to create matter. Einstein's famous equation E equals mc squared tells us how much energy is required to make a proton or a neutron. These protons and neutrons that were created formed helium and hydrogen. And in that process, the temperature of the universe decreased, and gravity made the atoms that were formed clump together and form stars. Stars, such as our Sun, are giant balls of gas. They consist of 74% hydrogen, 25% helium, and 1% of other atoms. The temperature in the core of the Sun is around 15 million degrees, and that's sufficient to fuse hydrogen into helium. The nuclear reactions going on in the Sun is what powers, what gives the Sun energy. Hydrogen atoms, which are single protons, they collide and in the high temperature convert into helium atoms. Our Sun converts about 600 million tons of hydrogen per second. Scientists believe that the Sun, which is presently around 5 billion years old, will run out of hydrogen, so out of fuel, after another 5 billion years, and then will die. Without nuclear reactions, there is no heat, and then gravity will make the Sun contract. The core will get hotter and hotter, and then the temperature is high enough to convert helium into carbon and carbon into oxygen. Lithium, boron, and beryllium with atomic numbers 3, 4, and 5 are not formed by nucleosynthesis in stars, but by cosmic ray synthesis. When protons and neutrons in cosmic rays reach our atmosphere, they react with oxygen and nitrogen and form lithium, boron, and beryllium. This explains why the elements are less abundant than the others in the universe that are formed in stars. Giant stars use helium with atomic number 2 to fuse heavier elements. They can fuse helium to carbon, carbon to oxygen, oxygen to neon, all the way up to iron with atomic number 26. Iron is a special element. It's the most stable of all in the universe, and if you want to fuse iron to form heavier elements, you have to add energy, and that's something stars don't want to do. They do nuclear reactions to generate energy, to fuel the star, but not to consume energy. At the end of its life, as iron does not react any further, gravity is contracting the center of the star until the core collapses. This releases so much energy that in the last seconds of the star's life, all elements higher than iron are formed. The star explodes, then all the elements that have been formed during the lifetime of the star are blown into space, and that's what is called a supernova. The reason that gold, silver, platinum are so precious and rare is that the universe had only a few moments to make it when the core of massive stars collapsed. Only at that moment, temperature and density were high enough. Carl Sagan once said that we are literally made of stardust. The atoms in our body were forged in the furnace of stars billions of years ago. We don't own our atoms, but we're just borrowing them for the time that we're here on Earth. When we die, our atoms become part again of the surface of the Earth and will be recycled through plants or animals in the next million years. In the long run, the sun will run out of fuel and will die and explode. The release of energy will vaporize the outer layers of the Earth, and our atoms will be blown away into a planetary nebula. So our atoms were made of stars and will be in future stars again. The origin of the elements in summary. Hydrogen and helium were formed after the Big Bang. Lithium, beryllium, and boron were formed from cosmic ray synthesis. Carbon up to iron were formed by nuclear fusion inside massive stars. And the heavier elements up to plutonium with atomic number 94 were formed in supernova explosions. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to send me a message if you have any comments or questions, and hope to see you next time.